Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update. This morning, PG&E says all customers should have their power restored by today after the utility shut off power to thousands because of dangerous fire conditions. The deliberate outages hit 59,000 customers in the North Bay and in the Sierra foothills. Right now, about 2,000 customers in Napa County and 2,400 in Lake County are still without power. PG&E says the shutdown was a matter of public safety. They said Lake, Napa, and Sonoma counties experienced wind speeds over 60 miles per hour, and neighbors in Amador, Calaveras, and El Dorado counties battled wind gusts of up to 55 miles per hour. The vice mayor of Calistoga fears the utility's response may have gone too far.
If that's the bar that they've set for when they're going to cut the power, that's a very serious problem, because the bar is set so low, we're going to have our power cut half the month of October.
PG&E insists it was following a set criteria for shutting down power, a red flag warning, sustained winds of 25 miles per hour, and gusts up to 45. The local temperature, climate, and terrain are all factors, as are observations of PG&E crews in the field.
In Antioch, 9 people displaced after an early morning fire. The flames tore through an apartment complex on Claudia Court near L Street. All that's left of the unit is the charred ruins seen here. Those who were evacuated blame a tenant for starting the fire. They say that they had been complaining to the apartment manager for the past few months over fears that a woman there was going to set fire to the building.
The manager and them would have been doing what we told them to do. It wouldn't happen. But they ignore it every time we tell them, go tell them. I call the police every night. I tell the manager every day. Told her they was going to end up setting the place on fire, and she did it.
Some residents were initially trapped by the flames when the firefighters arrived, but everyone got out safely. Crews say that a total of 6 units were damaged.
Happening today, the man accused of fatally stabbing 18-year-old Nia Wilson is set to appear in court. Back in July, 27-year-old John Lee Cowell attacked and stabbed Wilson and her two sisters and her sister at MacArthur BART station. Cowell is also charged with attempted murder and use of a deadly weapon.
America's top diplomat is in Saudi Arabia this morning looking for answers in the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist. As John Schumo reports, the trip comes as Saudi Arabia appears to be changing its story on the high-profile incident.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with top officials about the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. CBS News has learned that the Saudi government is preparing to say that Khashoggi was accidentally killed when an interrogation went wrong.
I'm really sending him just to find out, really firsthand, what happened.
President Trump ordered Pompeo to Saudi Arabia shortly after having a phone conversation with the Saudi king from the White House yesterday morning.
I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers.
The journalist has not been seen since walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey on October 2nd. The Saudis originally said Khashoggi left that day unharmed.
We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
Turkish investigators say he was killed in the consulate and dismembered. They searched the building for 9 hours yesterday. Khashoggi's family is calling for an independent and impartial international commission to inquire into the circumstances of his death.
There's not enough money in the world for us to buy back our credibility on human rights if we do not move forward and take swift action on this, even when it's proven to be true.
Congress has promised swift retaliation against the Saudi government if it is responsible. John Schumo, CBS News.
President Trump says that he still has not decided whether he will still send Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to an upcoming investment conference in Saudi Arabia. A number of top business executives have already pulled out of that event.
Mary Lee is in the Weather Center tracking our weather here in the Bay Area. Hey there.
Hi, Michelle and Kenny. Yeah, we are looking at clear skies as we start off the day and cool conditions this morning. As we head through the afternoon, plenty of sunshine today with daytime highs near normal for this time of year. Not a whole lot of change as we head through the rest of the work weekend into the weekend. As you look ahead to the longer range weather models, the possibility of some showers next week. So we have a while away to see some big changes for us. It's all because of this ridge of high pressure that really has not moved over the last several days and that low still to our south. So that flow around those weather features drawing in a seasonal weather for us with light offshore wind. So daytime highs today cooler compared to yesterday. We're talking low 70s in San Francisco. Yesterday in downtown San Francisco hit 81 degrees. 73 though for a high later on in the afternoon in Oakland, and looking at 80 for Livermore and 82 for Santa Rosa as well as for Napa there. Here is that five-day forecast, and you can see not a lot of change as we go through the next several days. Could see some morning fog along the coast, but looking like temperatures are right around where we should be for this time of year. Michelle and Kenny.
All right, Mary, thank you. Today could be your shot at becoming the next big millionaire.
Tonight's drawing is the second largest in the game's history. The prize right now stands at $654 million. This makes it the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. Back in July, a group from San Jose claimed a $543 million win. So Bay Area is definitely lucky.
Yes, it is. And we're in a pool in
yes.
at work. So yeah. hopefully,
right,
big
fingers
thing.
Crossed. Fingers crossed.
I think I only put in $2.
And, if you don't win, you know, our contributions go to education.
That's
it goes
true.
Back to education.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's the positive spin.
All right. Well, that is good. We are going to be back with another update at the top of the hour.
You could always watch us and listen to us on your Google Home or Amazon Echo device.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.